Okay, Rabbi, so today's daf is daf Lamed Dalet. However, we are smack in the middle of a sugya, and to properly appreciate the sugya, we're going to have to go back to Lamed Gimel Omud Beis, just about halfway down the Omud. But the Gemara brings a fairly lengthy brisa, and the top of the Omud here, Lamed Dalet, Omud Aleph, we're still in the middle of the brisa. And only after a quarter of the Amud down on Lamed Dalet are we going to start asking kashas on the Braisa. Okay, so let's do the Braisa quickly. I'm sure you all learned it yesterday. The Braisa is about 7-8 lines after the Mishnah. You'll recall that the Mishnah discussed what happened. We're talking about, of course, Shavuos Ha'edus, which is the name of our Perek. And a Toveya called to Edim and asked them, please, to go and be made about him, that he's a Kohen, that he's a Levi, that he's not a Cholol. All types of things which do not involve mamonis. These are not a litigation involving financial matters, but regarding whether he's a kosher koyin, a levi, a cholol, etc., etc. So said the Mishnah, since that is the subject matter, we're not talking about a tviya of mamon. Tviya means a request or a demand for mamon, but rather we're talking about other issues. Hari Eile Peturin. Meaning that if the person is mashbia to Edom and says, please come and testify for me, and they refuse, and they make a shvur that they do not know any testimony, said our Mishnah her Eli Ptur. Now the Gemara says, Toner Rabban, 7 lines after the Mishnah, Minayin she'en akos medabra elu tviyas mamon. If you look in the pasuk that deals with the parsha shvur's edis, the word mamon does not appear anywhere. All it just simply says is that the person made a shvur. What was the shvur that he made? Nefesh ki sechta, umola mal b'ashem, b'chichin, that's putting my pikotin. Where do we have the gabe our case? The nefesh ki sechta, v'shama koil ola, v'eid, oy ro'o, oy yoda, im le'yagiv, and osa avoynai. Person knows edis to somebody else, and he refuses to testify, he'll be oyvrim le'yagiv, and osa avoynai, and if we were mashbia him, and he made a full shvur, and after that he was mode umisvada, he's going to have to bring his korban oyla v'yarit. However, even though the pasuk doesn't mention tviyas mamayin, our Mishnah took for granted it's talking about tviyas mamayin. So how do we know? Minayin should have cost without tviyas mamayin. And now the Brice is going to give us 4 separate answers, and the Gemara Mitchum today, after we finish the Brice, is going to ask kashas on each answer. So, going through them quickly, because I'm sure everybody already remembers it from yesterday. What means oyin? In both parashias here, of the parashias Shavuos Ha'edus, as well as the Shavuos HaPikudon, in both cases, the Torah uses the expression oy multiple times. Where do we have it over here? By parasha of Ha'edus, the nefesh kisechta v'shama koil ola v'eid oy ro'o. Oy yoda, we got 2 oys. That's what the Gemara calls oyin. V'nele halom oyin. Where is this halon? This is talking about the Shavuos HaPikudon. Nefesh kisechta mo'ol ba'ashem v'chichesh ba'misoy b'pikudon. Oy b'sumisoy. Oy b'gozol. Oy oshakas b'misoy. So we learn 1 oyin for the oyin. Ma'al halonim b'dabel tviyas mamayin. The gabi the kisechta Shavuos HaPikudon. The whole thing is talking about a tviyah mamon. He's asking him, give me back my pikodoin. Give me back my loan that I lent you. Give me back the gezel that you stole. Give me back oshek esamisa. Give me back the wages that you didn't pay me. So it all talks about tviyas mamon. Afkan, here too. Okay, so very good. We'll learn oyin, oyin. Frank Dimora, why don't we learn it from oyin diroitseach? What's oyin diroitseach? It says in the Pasuk, so Torah there also uses the term oyin. That what? Oyin is also oyin. The whole parasha of Reitzeach is talking about chas v'shalom, somebody killed somebody. We're not talking about a demand or request for money. So learn oyin oyin from learn edus from the case of Reitzeach. Oyin oyin. To tell you that you do not need a tviyas mamon. Every Gemara don oyin sheish iman shvua me oyin sheish iman shvua vayichichum oyin dereitzeach shein iman shvua. Just the fact that it says oy 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 here there, that's not enough to go and put together either gzeir shavu or mamatzino. It's got to be more substance to it. And here we have lots of substance. What's the substance? Both in the case of the shvua seidus, we're talking about Shavuos Eidos, and the case of the Shavuos Pikadon, we're talking about a Shavuos Pikadon, so you learn of Shavuos from Shavuos, and it says Oyin Oyin. Masha'enkin Ritzech doesn't involve Shavuos whatsoever. Pray tomorrow Oyin de Soita Yechichu, let's learn it from Oyin de Soita. Shehen Oyin, there it also says the word Oyin, we have Oyin. Va'ova olav ruach kina v'kines ishto avu nitma. Oy, ova ruach kina v'kines ishto avu hiloy nitma. So it says over there also the lashon of oy. Zokta, and then we have another pasuk. Oy isha shetava olav ruach kina. So you have oy and oy, you have oy. So let's learn from there. Says the Gemara, and v'yesh ben shvua. You have the shvua because v'yishbiya koinus isha v'shvua sa'ala. Ah, so you have oy and mitshvua. We're not talking about money over there. We're talking about chas v'shalom, whether she sinned against her husband and whether she drinks from the mayim ma'arim. So that being the case, Zokta Gemara, let's learn oyin from soita, even though both of them have shavuos. But there's no tvias mamon. Say the same thing over here. No tvias mamon. So they were done oyin sheyesh men shavuah ve'eni mohen koyin. I prefer to learn Shavuos Eidos from Shavuos HaPikadon, which are both talking about straight Shavuos. It doesn't talk about a particular administrator of the Shavuah. When you're talking about a case of Soita, there is someone who administers the Shavuah, Vishbiya HaKoinis Isha. So that's a special case, unique. So therefore, says Gemara now, kind of as a summary, Vayochicho Oyin Doritzeach. Don't learn from Oyin Doritzeach she'eini mohen shvua. There's no shvua at all by Doritzeach. Vayichichu Oyin Desoite she'av b'sheish mohen shvua. Yeshi mohen koyin. And here we don't have a koyin either by Eidos or by Shavuos HaPikadon. So rather learn Shavuos Eidos mi Shavuos HaPikadon. So we have now completed our first response to the question. Our first question was, how do we know the case of Shavuos Eidos? We're talking about Tviyas Mamoin. Says Rabbi Elazar, we learn Oyin, Oyin from the case of Shavuos HaPikadon. That's terrace number one. Terrace number two, Rekiva Oymer. Voyekiyesham li'achas me'ela. That you have there in the parish of Shavuos of the Kohen Oyle v'Yoyed. What does it say? Voyekiyesham li'achas me'ela v'izvada sherchoto le'a. Afterwards, he is misvada, means he confesses that he said something faulty, which in this case, by the Shavuos HaEidos, he originally made a shvur that he does not know Eidos, and now he's doing tshuva and says, yes, I do know Eidos. So, ki yesham li achas me'ela. Why did it say achas me'ela? Yesh me'ela shu chayiv, yesh me'ela shu potter. There's some types of shvur se'edis that you're chayiv, and there's sometimes shvur se'edis that you're potter from having to bring your korban oile v'yod. Okay, so you're going to tell me, how is that possible? Tvoi mamain is chayiv. Tavar Acher is potter. If you're going to be Tavia Mamoin, we'll say Mamoin. If you're talking about a Tvias Mamoin, then you're Chayiv. The person denied and made a Shvua Se'edis, then he's Chayiv to bring a Korban Oil of Yod. However, Tavar Acher, thing which does not involve a Tvias Mamoin, then he's potter. Oh, so therefore, Zokti Gemara, that's Rabbi Kiva that says, of course, it says for Yeshem Liachas Me'ela, one of others. What are the others? Some that are Tvias Mamon, some not Tvias Mamon. Therefore, you're only Chayiv. It's Tvias Mamon.
But it's a Ma'ariyisa is kind of missing here, isn't there?
And what's your question?
Why are we picking Mamon when we say that Mamon is Pater and Darachir is Chayiv?
So it's not Ma'ariyisa. Ma'ariyisa is usually when you have two separately mudim. Why do you prefer this one, the Chumran, down the Kula?
Why do you?
What you're asking is, it just says the Achas Me'ela. Maybe it's the other way around.
Exactly.
What your kasha that you're asking is the Gemara's kasha Me'etchem the Omer Aleph.
Okay.
The Gemara is going to say Efshe Punk Forget. If you look in the Omer Aleph, you see in the middle of the Omer, it says Rabbi Kiva Omer.
Yes.
Go down three lines. Okay. Pray tomorrow. Eipachano. Why don't
thank
we go and see the opposite?
Thank you.
Okay. No problem. So that's Teretz number two. So either we learn it from Oyin, or from Yeshem Liachas Me'ela. Now Rabbi Yosef Glili Oymer. Hare U Oymer. So Rabbi Yosef Glili uses he doesn't just learn on the surface Oyin Oyin or the case of Achas Me'ela, but rather he looks at the words of the Inyan of Shavuos Eidos and he learns from that another reason. Rabbi Yosef Glili Oymer, Hare U Oymer, it says the possible Eid Oyro Oyoda. The when it comes to Eidus a moment, Tvius a moment, you could have a situation where there was a Re'iyah. Re'iyah means that the two Eidim saw, even without knowing the full ramifications of what they saw. That's what we call Re'iyah B'lei Yediyah. Or called to be a Yediyah, they know, and they're testifying to the Yediyah B'lei Re'iyah, even though they did not initially see anything involving the subject matter of the litigation. This is something which is very special to Shavuos HaEdus and to Tvias Moment that you don't find elsewhere.
But how can he testify if he doesn't know the prakim?
So that's Gemara now. So Gemara. Re'iyah b'lo yediyah ketzad. That's exactly Mr. Friedlander's question. When you say Re'iyah, he saw, and he doesn't know what's going on. What are you talking about? Dr. Baltai, monoi manisa l'cho b'fnei ploini u'ploini. You have over here Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven said, I counted out money in front of Yankel and Beryl. He counted out $100, $200, $300. Money manisa l'cho. I counted it out. Yavoi u'ploini u'ploini v'idu. Let now Yankel and Beryl come, and let them be made what they saw. This will be a re'iyah b'lo yediyah. There's some background noise. Kindly, everybody, put yourselves on mute. Thank you very much. Getting back to our Gemara, the Gemara says that what's the case of re'iyah b'lo yediyah? They saw the counting of the money. Now, even though they're going to come in Bezdin now, they're going to say we saw the count of the money, how is that going to help us? Because we still don't know what the nature of that money is. So Rashi says it's talking about a case where the Nitva said, if you can go and bring two people that saw the counting of the money, then I'm happy to go and agree, I confess that I received a loan from you. If you look at the last Rashi starting two lines at the bottom, Heim ro'u sheminisim l'cha. They saw the counting out, $100 bill, $200, $300. But they don't really know the substance. Maybe the counting of the money wasn't giving you a present. Maybe it was over, maybe it was a loan. Maybe piroin, maybe it was the payment of the loan. There was a loan a month ago, and now he's paying it off. So now the nitba says to the tevea, Yavoyu ploini uploini v'yaidu. If you can get Yankel and Beryl to be made, Shemanisa li b'fneim, that I counted out in front of you, or you counted out in front of me, v'ani parir l'cho, and I'm willing to go and pay. In other words, I'm willing to accept this as a loan. If you can bring two Edom to Bezin to say that there was this payment of money, even they don't know the nature of it, but as long as they're willing to testify that there was a payment, that you paid out to me $500, $600, I'm willing to go and then say that it was a loan and I'm going to pay you back.
Why would somebody say that? But he's outside.
No, none of this is discussing whether people would do it or wouldn't do it. We're talking the theoretical, that you could have a situation where Edom only know half of the story, but that's sufficient for our purposes, because the Tvei and Nitva already agreed between themselves, as long as Edom come, you're willing to go and pay. Yes, good. I'm not saying that a normal person would do that or would not do that, but just saying that is at least theoretically you could have a half an Edus by Tvias Mammon, which works. So this would be a Re'iyah B'lo Yediyah. So a Re'iyah B'lo Yediyah. How can you have a Yediyah B'lo Re'iyah? Ketzad. We've had this in the past, and that is, we're talking about not that two Edom saw the original loan, but they heard where Reuven, when he admitted that he owes money to Shimon. That's already enough. The two Edom now come to Bezin and say, it was Monday morning, we remember very distinctly how Reuven said, I agree, I owe the money to Shimon. So even though they didn't see the original loan, but they saw the hoidah. So that's yediyah b'loi re'iyah. So Gemara, where do we find this? Since the pasuk says, oy ro'a oy yada, which means either ear or yediyah, says Gemara, the only time we find this is by edus of mamon. So we're talking about a tvias mamon. Later on the Gemara is going to say, don't you find other cases? We'll see that shortly. So with this, we have now completed Rabbi Yosi Haglili. So we had the Oyen of Rabbi Lezer. We had the Oya Kiyeshem Achas Me'eda with Rabbi Kiva. We had a contra Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Oy Ro'o Oy Yoda. You can have Re'iyah B'lo Yediyah, Yediyah B'lo Re'iyah. And now we have the final pshat of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon kind of graduates from one pshat to the next pshat. Shimon Oyim Erchayev, Kan V'chayev B'kodin. We're just going to have a mamatzina. we have a din of a chiv of a carbon oil of yorded by uns by the carbon eidus, by the shuas eidus, and you have by the carbon also a chiv to go and bring a carbon, that would be a carbon asham gzelois. Over there, it's clearly talking about tvias mamain, because it talks about that he's asking for v'chichesh b'misay b'bikod misum esyad b'gozel. Afkanim b'davol tvias mamain, even though it's not a real stark gezer shava tzekal b'choy, but alts mamatzin. V'oid. Now, in addition to that, Reb Shimon says, as we know, a mamatzin, since it's the weakest form of limud, with a pircha kolde who you can go and frag it up, and therefore, I am not a kal v'chaymer also. What's a kal v'chaymer? Ma pikon j'osu b'inoshim ka'an noshim k'roivim k'rechoikim psulim v'ksherim. When it comes to pikodoin, it's open for the masses. It's not like edus, as we'll see in a moment, as we've learned in the past, that edus is only shaykh by anoshim, and only by rechoikim, and only by k'sherim. No. Pikon, open to everybody. V'chayiv, and your chayiv, of course, if you made a false shvua by the pikodon, then afterwards you're going to have to go and bring your carbon. What does it mean, Yechayv al kolachas v'yachas? What happens if he made a shvur b'bezdin, and they were koifer, and again a shvur and they were koifer, multiple times there was a shvur on the pikodin which they were koifer, Yechayv al kolachas v'yachas, meaning if they made five shvurs of kvira, they're going to have to go and bring five karbonis, one for each time. That's only the case of Bikotin, not by Unz. By Unz, we said in the Mishnah that if you had such a Shvur outside of Bezdin, and then you had a Kfira bin Bezdin, you could be Chayiv one. And if it was both Hishbia and a Kfira bin Bezdin, if it was a Shvur outside of Bezdin and a Kfira in Bezdin, then you could be Chayiv a Kolachas v'yachas. But Hishbia lein, heip omen b'fnei Bezdin v'kofru, and chiyav al achas, and you remember the reason is because because of kimin shehigid shows and a choizer makis. That was the reason you gave last night. Anyway, that's the reason given the Mishnah as well by Reb Shimon. So that's legabi shuas eidus, but not legabi shuas bikon. Shuas bikon, even if you make multiple shuas b'fnei Bezdin, you have to go and pay multiple time. Pay multiple time, you have to bring multiple kabbalas. Where do we find this? We find this in the Mishnah, beginning of Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis, where you make multiple shuas, then each time you have to go and bring in a separate carbon. Anyway, it's a long Mishnah on Lamed Vav Amid Beis, which we'll learn in another couple of days. Zokti Yumara, and it's Befnei Beis, Befnei Beis, but Eini Medavel Tzvias Mamin. However, the ganze parsha of shuas ha-pikodoy, which involves bringing after that an Hashem Gzelois, even though the door, the floodgates are open, we allow for a hakhosha and for a shvua by noshim, by kroivim, by psulim, everybody. But nevertheless, it only talks about the very finite, limited subject matter of tviyas mamon. How do I know? Because that's what the pasuk talks about. Chichish ba misip, pikod misum, misyon, gozo. Yeah. However, now the gabi eidah shliyosu ba noshim ka noshim, kroivim kirchayim, psulim yikshem. When you're talking about Shavuos Eidus, which is much more limited in the population, only the men and only the Rechoikim and only those which are Kshenim. And you're only Chayiv if you come in front of Bezdin. In other words, if you're Mashbia outside and now you make a Kfir of Bezdin, you're only Chayiv once. So again, it's so much more limited in scope than the Shavuos Bikon. So Madam Shavuos Bikon, it's only between us Mamon. By uns, by the shuas, ain't it is way b'dam el b'tvias mom. So l'choyra have a good kal v'chayim. Frankly, more I have a pirch in the kal v'chayim. What's the pircha? Mal b'kon shkenli also by mujba kenishba umezid kishoygik. Tovim be'edish shken also by mujba kenishba umezid kishoygik. You have a major difference by b'konli also by mujba kenishba. Now you remember we learned at the beginning of the parak that by shuas eidus, the pasuk on the surface is only talking about mepi acherim and b'fnei bezdin. Why mepi acherim? Because it says the pasuk v'shama koil ola. Shama koil ola means that the teveya says to the edim, if you're not going to go and tell the truth, I want you to go and make a shvua, which is of course like we have by soita v'shbi akoyin is isha b'shvua sa ola. So ola in this case means a shvua. Aha. Okay. So we see it's talking about mepi acherim. There it's talking about mipi atzmai. There it doesn't mention anything about the shama kalala. Person on his or her own made a shvua that they don't owe any money. No pikodai, no sumasyon, etc., etc. So malo pikodin shekeni also by mujba kenishba. By pikodin we don't find mujba, meaning mujba al yedei acherim, like the case of nishba al yedei atzmai. That's number one. We also don't find the mezid kashoyke. What is a mezid kashoyke? By unde shvuas edis is a case of mezid. How do we know shvuas edis is the mezid? How do we know, Barry? How do we know shvuas edis?
He denies it.
How do you know shvuas edis is talking about mezid? Because all the other cases of a carbon oil of the yard, it says in the Torah, vanilla. It doesn't say vanilla over here, so it's mezid. And the Gemara assumes at this moment, Masha'en came by the shvuas ha'pikodin. There it's talking about he made a shvua b'shoyi. Mir Hashem, we'll see much more about this on the Amid base. It's talking about be'edus she can also be mushba kenishma made k'shoyi. Be'edus we said both if it's mipi atzmoi and mipi achirim, and also we said that the shvuas edus, unlike the other two, which are talking about shoygeg, here the Torah is talking about mezid because it doesn't say v'nela, and nevertheless the Torah says it's yachay. So we see major chilukim. How can you go and learn a kal v'chaymer when you see by pikodoin nishba, mujba, nishba are different, and mezid k'shoyi are different than the case of eight. And therefore, says Reb Shimon, instead of learning the mamatzina, instead of learning the kal v'chaymer, we're going to learn a gzeira shava. Tamaloyma techta techta l'gzeira shava. Nemekan techta. It says in the beginning of Shavuos Eidus, v'nefesh ki sechta v'shama koil olabu eidai ro ayada m'liag v'nosan v'nei. That's our case, Shavuos Eidus. By Shavuos Eidus, says, nefesh ki sechta u'mol mal b'ashem v'chich ramisa v'konin v'tzum esyad. So you learn techta techta. The mal is what you mean. Nemekan, more repeats it. Techta techta dir shavu. Nemekan techta techta m'lahan v'n techta. Mal alon in b'devot tzviyas mamayim. So with this we have now concluded Rabbeisai, the four different pshatim of Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yitzchak Levi, and Rabbi Shimon. How do we know Shavuos Eidus is talking only by Tvias Mamon?
This, when we were talking about women before, by Pekadon.
Yeah, okay.
So we said there, what's the case where they are Tovea? Where do you define that they're giving Eidus?
She was Aedis to my Aedis.
Right,
no Aedis over there.
No, but we're saying it's
known
by women.
I'll explain to you. Don't be nervous. Nefshem, if you turn three or four blood to Lamed Vav Amid Beis, we'll see we start a brand new Mishnah, brand new Perek. Shvuas Apikod, Lamed Vav Amid Beis. Shvuas Apikod, in the Hegis Ban Noshim Uben Noshim. Bekroivim, or Berchot Berchoikim, Bekroivim, Mekshayim, Bepsulim. You have that? Shvuas Apikod, the Hegis Ban Noshim Uben Noshim. Why is it noig by Noshim and Noshim? Because we're not talking about Eidus. By Shavuos Eidus, we are talking about Eidus. It's only Shaykh by men, and only Shaykh by Rechoikim, and only Shaykh by Shem. So what is the Shavuos become involved? If you have Reuven going over to Shimon and saying, Shimon, you owe me my Pikadon. What do you mean you owe me Pikadon? What Pikadon? What's Pikadon? I make a Shavuos that I don't know anything about your Pikadon, which you're telling me is a lie. You never give me a Pikadon. Or B'Sumasyon. Pay me back my loan. I didn't give you any. I didn't take a loan from you. What are you talking about? Make a shvur. So all of those types of pikon mesumas yod gozel osher kasamisoi, we are being toveya from the apparent purported quote unquote ganav. The person that took the loan never gave it back. The person that took a pikon is not giving it back. The person stole is not giving it back, etc. Didn't pay the employee wages. And to fortify and solidify his defiance, he makes a shvur that I did not take a pikadon from you, I didn't take a loan from you, I didn't steal from you, all of that. And then ultimately the person after that, when it comes to Seris Mechuvah, he realizes the Yom Hadin is Mamash Meshubah, and he says, I confess, I made a false shvur, I owe you the pikadon, and I owe you the Sumas Yod, and I owe you the Oshek Lemisa. So this doesn't only apply to men, this can apply to women as well, that the woman is the one that made the false shvur and said that I did not receive a loan from you, I didn't get a bikkurin from you, and now she's doing tshuva, and now what does she have to go do? Besides, of course, giving back the original amount of money, the bikkurin, whatever it was, you have to go and add a choymish to them, chamishi se yosef alav, and number three, you have to go and bring a carbon, asham gizelois. Okay, so that applies across the board.
It's a question really for Friday, but puzzle is can be posed as shvua. If there are puzzle, I can take a shvua. Russia, Goslin, they can't take a shvua. Their shvua is inadmissible in court.
100% right. But so, if you have a person you demand from, you talk to a famous Goslin and say, Goslin, you stole. He says, I stole many other things. That's true. I've already served 25 years in jail. Mm-hmm. But this particular item, I didn't steal. Really? Yes, I make a shvua that I didn't steal. He made the shvua. When they're not asking him to make the shvua, he makes that shvua. And then afterwards, it comes and says, you make shvua, and he says, oyoyoy, chotose, visi, bishati, gozalti. And therefore, he's saying, I'm going to give you back the gezel. He said, give back the gezel. He has to add a choymish. He has to go and bring his korban Hashem gezels. Okay? Anyway, so zokti gemara, that was part of the kavachim. Okay, so now we're done with all of the four. And now we're going to go one by one, asking kashas in each one of the four. Maskul Rabbi Rabbi, oy oy biti yechich. Remember what was the first drasha? That was Rabbi Lezer. You learn oyin oyin. Here it says multiple times the word oy, and by shvuas we cut and says oy, just like this from tzvias mamon. Here it's also tzvias mamon. Frey timar. Let's learn oy oy from shvuas bitoy. Shehein oyin biyesh iman shvua. Now what did we have by bitoy? It says in the pasuk. Nefesh. What's the lashon? Oy nefesh ki sisha v'levat v'sasayim lahara oy lehaytim. You got already one. Oh, we skipped the first one. Oy nefesh ki sisha v'levat v'sasayim lahara oy lehaytim. We've got two oys. By shvuas we couldn't have two oys. I learned two oys from the other. So zokti mara, why am I learning shvuas edus from shvuas v'kodin? Oyin oyin. Learn from shvuas b'itu yechicha.
It's the same chapter of Yikra. It's right next door.
And not only next door, but it's also the same halacha that you have to go and bring.
The korban olivieri.
Mash enkin the gabi, the case of shvuas.
It's a sham gzela.
Sham gzela. It's totally different parishes. And that's the more kasha. So the matzal rabbi rabula oy oy b'itu yechicha. Why don't we learn the oy oy of shvuas edus from shvuas b'itu? Shein oyin is oyin too. V'yeshim moin shvua. V'eini moin koin. So you don't have the problem of soita. There's no koin involved. But the whole case of Shavuos Bitoy, what's the classic case we keep on giving throughout the Masechta? That's not a Tvias Mamay. The person says on his own, I will eat, I won't eat. I'm going to throw a Tzror into the Yam. I'm not going to throw a Tzror into the Yam. None of it deals with Tvias Mamay. So, Ibazoi, let's learn from Bitoy. If I prefer learning from Bikon, Shekein Techta, Mi Techta. Because by both, even though he's not learning from the techli, he's learning from the oyin. But he said, but both of them, the pasuk begins the nefesh ki sechta v'shama koil olavu eiroi ra, and there the gabi the shvuas hapikon. It says nefesh ki sechta mol ma b'shem. Masha'enkin in our case of the shvuas bitoy says oy nefesh ki sishava levat v'sfasayin. Doesn't use the term techta. Oh, and so therefore I prefer learning from pikon. Pray to my other rabbi. If you're looking for similarities in words or in concepts, if anything, the Chayre Shavuos Eidus and Shavuos Bitoy are much closer in sense, not only in terms that they're two psukim away, three psukim one from the other, but also it's chatas mechatas.
Same chatas too, it's not chatas kavua, chatas, it's both chatas olav yored.
Each one of them chatas olav yored, mash enken shvuas apikardoin is
asham gzela.
It's an asham, it's not even a karm chatas. So aren't we much better off, even if we're learning oyen oyen maskin? But wouldn't it make sense to learn something which is much more similar? Learn edis from bitoy, where you do not need tvias mamon, instead of learning edis from shvuas apikardoin. Elvis with Mistavim Bikon Avra, the Melech Shekane Chota, Ben Mezit, Tavi, the Kafre, the Avre. I'll tell you why I prefer learning from the Din of Shavuos Bikon, because there are many similarities. What are the similarities? Start off, Chet. Chet is the Techta, Techta, which we said before. Number two, both of them, the Gemara assumes, are Ben Mezit.
Right.
What do you see? They assume that they're both Ben Mezit. In our case of Shavuos Eidus is b'meizid because it doesn't say the word v'ne'ela. Masha'enkein. And the same thing applies to Shavuos ha'pikodoin. There it also doesn't talk about any halama.
He denies it willingly, forcefully. He denies it.
What you're saying is correct, but don't put too much force into that because we're going to have in the Amud Beis that Reb Shimon holds that the gabi Shavuos ha'pikodoin, it's b'shoigik. So we're going to get to that.
Okay.
But in the meantime, on the surface by Shavuos ha'pikodoin, it doesn't say anything about vanilla, so therefore this assumption is that it's talking about a mason. And here by Shavuos Eidus, it's also talking about a mason. Why? Because it doesn't mention the vanilla. So it's much better for me to go and learn Shavuos Eidus from Shavuos Happy Cotton, as opposed to learning it from Shavuos Bitoy, because Shavuos Bitoy says Befeidish, vanilla. So therefore, they're both sechta, and they're both the mesa. They're both tave v'kafre. Tave v'kafre, these two go together. There's a tviya and a kvir. Kvira. What's the tviya and the kvir? In the case of Shavuos Eidus, we ask the two Eidim, please come and testify. We don't know testimony, and we make a shvua. So that's a tviya and a kvir. We're tovea and they're kafre. Same thing with Gabi Shavuos Bikadon. Give me back my Bikadon. So someone's tovea, and the other person is koifer and makes a shvua. Mashenkin a shvua is bitoy. Not talking about tvi and kvir. A person wakes up one morning and he makes a shvua. I will eat, I won't eat. Nobody being tovea. Yes, to eat, not to eat. We're not talking about mesarvin loy. We're talking about he on his own. He can go and make a shvua. I will eat, I won't eat. No tvi, no kvir. So therefore, once again, it makes more sense to learn Shavuos Eidus from Shavuos HaPikadei and the Avrei. But Avrei means both of them are l'sha'ovar. What means l'sha'ovar? Both in the case of Eidus, we're talking about events that happened already. Please go and testify about them. Shavuos HaPikadei is talking about an event that already occurred. I gave you a Pikadei. I gave you a sumasyon. I gave you a loan. You stole from me. All that happens is Shavuot. Mashenkin, in the case of Shavuos Bitoy, the Iker is
Shtaim Echol V'lo Echol.
Why is that the case?
Because that's a
Lashon HaPasuk. So far we have four solid similarities between Shavuos Eidus and Shavuos HaPikadon as opposed to Bitoy. Look how many similarities we have there. Shekin Chatas, both of them are Chatas.
Oyev Yored.
That's in fact number two. Chatas, they're both Chatois and not a Korban Asham. Number two, that they are both Chatas Oyev Yored Shiyord. Mashenki, in the case of the Asham Gzelois, there's no difference between a rich person and a poor person. And number three, Lechoimish. In the case of the Shavuos HaLadabla. Shavuos HaBikadon. Is a din of Chaimish. Chamishisa Yosef Olaf. Mashenkin Lagab Shavuos Bitoy. And Shavuos Eidus is no inyan of adding a Chaimish. And so therefore, I have these three big similarities between the Shavuos Eidus and Shavuos Bitoy, as opposed to Shavuos HaBikadon. Everything more, you're right. You have three. But there we had four. Hanach Mathisha. Right? In the case of Shavuos Eidus and Shavuos Bikadon, we had four things. Techta, Bimezit, Tavi V'Kafre, and Avre. Four. Mashenk by Shavuos Bitoy, we only have three. Chata, Shiar, L'Chaimish. So therefore, I'd rather go and learn from the Oyin, from the case of Shavuos Eidus, from Shavuos HaPikadon, rather than learning from Shavuos Bitoy, because here you have four similarities, you only have three similarities.
What's the Chomish, please? Can you say that again? What's the Chomish in last one?
What's the din by Pikadon? If a person
is
makes
not, you pay a Chomish, print carrying a Chomish.
Yeah, do you agree then?
Yeah.
Okay. By Shavuos Eidus, do you find a Chomish?
Not at all.
By Shavuos Bitoy, do you find a Chomish?
Not at all.
Okay.
So it's the absence of a Chomish.
The absence of a
Chomish.
Thank you.
That's
good. Because Rabbi Yosef Galili was learning strictly a Gzeir Shavah. It wasn't Rabbi Yosef Galili. It was Rabbi Shimon at the end. Rabbi Shimon learns Gzeir Shavah.
Right.
However, Rabbi Elezer doesn't learn from Gzeir Shavah. He learns Oyin Oyin. Now the question is, maybe it's Gzeir Shavah, Oyin Oyin. We learned Oyin Oyin.
Yeah.
Now the question is, why does he learn Oyin Oyin from the din of Shavuos HaPikadon to the din of Shavuos Eidus? It has to be talking about a Tvias Mamayin. Why don't we learn from Oyin of Bitoy, where there was no Tvias Mamayin? Says him, I'll tell you why. Because there are many more similarities between the two, Shavuos Eidus and Shavuos HaPikadon, than between Shavuos Eidus and Shavuos Bitoy. What are those similarities? The first one here, it says Techta and Techta. Oh, not else Gerisha, because then I wouldn't need the four similarities, I already have Gerisha. So he said, because here it says Chet, here it says Techta, and here it says Techta. That was number one. Then we have the other three, right? That's both a number of Bemezid, both of them are Tvi and Kvira, that there's a litigation, somebody's being Tvei and he's being Koifer, and Avri, both of them are talking about the She'ovar, it happened in the past. Masha Enkin, are you going to tell me that there's similarity to Bitoy, that they're both Karban Chatas, they're both Oylevi Yared, both of them have the absence of a Choymish, says Imam HaNafish, and this is four against three. Good. So that's now the blessing. Now we go into Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said, Rabbi Kiva, Oyim Baboy Kish, Eyesham Liachas Meili, Yesh Meili Shukhai, Yesh Meili Shukhai, Yesh. Therefore, what's the case of Welcha Yoh and Welcha Nish? Okay, it's a Tovei Moment. If he was Tovei Moment, then it's Chayiv. Tovei Dover Acher. In other words, he was not Tovei Moment, then it's Pot. So now the question is, asked Barry already about half an hour ago, Eik Bachano, why don't we switch it around? Why don't we go and say, that Taka, we Yeshem Li Achas Me'ilah, sometimes you do have to bring a carbon, sometimes you don't. When's the time that you do? When you do not have the tvias moment. And when don't you? When you do have a tvias moment. In other words, exact same svara, but both are cared. Yeah. After the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva, A'oyin, Rabbi Lezer, Samech. Rabbi Kiva is piggybacking Rabbi Lezer. In other words, we had Rabbi Lezer learns Oyin, but that's why we learn Shuas Eidus from Shuas Api Kadoi. And he says, but even after I learn from that Oyin, I don't go across the board in all cases. Some cases where there's a Tvias Mamoin, I do say that you have a carbon, and it's an effective Shuas Mechayev Karbon Oyin. But there are some where you have a Tvias Mamoin, where you do not have to go and bring your carbon. So in other words, Rabbi Kiva is only, if you will, limiting the expanse of Rabbi Lezer, because according to Rabbi Lezer, all Tvias Mamoin, by definition, we're going to learn Oyin from Oyin, that if a person made a false Shvua, he's going to have to go and bring a carbon, just like by the Shvua Sabikon, you have to bring a carbon. Says Rabbi Kiva, not in all cases Tvias Mamoin, only in some cases of Tvias Mamoin. And that's what he meant, the Achas Me'eda. See, now you're wondering, which case is Yo, which case is Nishtimur is going to make two Nafkiminis. My Benai Ben Rabbi Lezer Ben Rabbi Kiva, since they're both being Soymech Be'ikr on the Oyin, and now you're telling me Rabbi Kiva says, yeah, but not all, only some. Eker Benai, so what's a Nafkimina? Majbia Eide Karka. Now this is not a sugya that we're going to have now. Rashi tells us on Daf Lamed Zayin, we're going to talk about Majbia Eide Karka. Normally we hold all of that is true. There it's talking about the case of Gizela. Remember, we have over here in the case of Shuasa Pikodin, it talks about Chichish Bamisai, the Pikodin, Sumas Yod, Oy Bigozel, by Gizela. The Gemara is going to say in Daf Lamed Zayin that there is a Machloikis Legabe. What happens if a person says, you stole my karka? I have title, you don't have title, you stole it. And the person then makes a shvuah, no, I did not steal it, this is my karka. Or, that would be by pikon. Now the question, what about Eide karka? We go to Eidim, we say, you know that karka is mine. How do you know? You were at the closing. You were there for the last 3 years. You know that I have a chazaka, belongs to me. No, we don't know anything, and they made a full shvuah. So the question is, what's the status of that Tvias Mamoin? The case of Tvias Mamoin, the guy with the carcass is, not it. And we're asking the Eidim to go and make a Shvua, and they make a full Shvua. Okay, so is that a type of Shvua that is effective to be Mechayiv if afterwards they confess, and now they want to, what's their Tshuva? Do they bring a carbon oil of the Yorid or not? It's much like this. Because I learned from Shua Sapi Kodan that any type of hakhosha involving in a Shua, and that it always involves monetary issues because of the fact that it's Tvias Mamoin, that you have the Pikodan Tsumasyad Gozl Oshakesamisai, so all of that involves Tvias Mamoin. So here too, Oyin, even though we're talking about Karka, nevertheless, if you have two Eidim that went and swore falsely, then they're going to have to go and bring at the end, if they confess, a carbon. However, Kiva Pturim, because Rabbi Kiva said, that's why it's in the Pasuk V'yeshem, Li'achas Me'ed. Some Tvias Mamoin, yes, some Tvias Mamoin ish. This is the Tvias Mamoin on Karka. On that, there's no din of bringing a carbon. On Metalklin, yes, but not on Eidus Karka. So that would be Nafkimina number one. But says Yimor, don't you remember Daf Lamed Zayin, which we're going to learn in a few days? Rabbi Yochanan the Omer Hasan Mashbiya Eidus Karka Fil Rabbi Lezer Peturin, that even Rabbi Lezer would agree that the only dinner of Shvua by Shvua Sapikodin is only by Metalklin and not by Eidus Karka, not or at least by Shvua Sa'edus, it doesn't apply to Eidus Karka. Even Rabbi Lezer would be piked. In other words, apparently Rabbi Lezer holds in the case of Karka by the actual Shvuah Sapikodin, where if a person made a false Shvuah about Karka, then Rabbi Lezer hold you would be Chayiv Shvuah, but he's Moida by Unz, by Eide Karka, if you're Mashbiya them, and they swear falsely, that they are Potter. So Ibazoi, Hocha, Rabbi Lezer Potter, Turm Hocha, is my Ika bin Rabbi Lezer Bakiva, so what's an Afkimina? Everybody agrees on Mashbiya Eide Karka is Turin, so where's your Chedek? Ikimanaya Eide Knas. Now, if you're going to be Eide Knas, this is Eide Knas. We spoke about that yesterday, right after the Mishnah. But the Mishnah asks, Yiboylu Mashbi Eide Knas Mal. If we have the two Eidim, and we say to those two Eidim, do you know about that the person was ma'anes, the person was mafata, the person went and did another
nezek.
Exactly. All of those cases in the Mishnah Gemara eventually said that those are talking about the karna part. But regardless, so the gabi the mashbir eid knas, is that considered to be moment? And now the Gemara said that tzachoyra a machloikis depends whether you have a dover hagorim the moment to moment. So that was yesterday. So Gemara says now the same thing. That would be the nafkimina contribution clearly between Reb Lezer and the and Reb Akiva. And according to Reb Lezer, everything is within the parameters of the Shua Sapi Kodan, even Eti Knas, where Rabbi Kiva said, no, Yeshma Achas Mi'eva, some Yoh, some Nish. So if it's a Tvi, it's a moment of Momen, Mamish, Avad, I agree with you, Rabbi Lezer, Oyenoyen. However, if it's a Tvi of Knas, which is not Mamish Momen, because sometimes you don't have Moedib Knas as butter, says Imor, that's the reason why there's a Machas. Okay. So with this, we have concluded now, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva were on to Rabbi Yossi Hagli. Rabbi Yosi Agli, the Oymer, who ate a raw a yoda, the Edis Miskemes, but Iabla Yidia, Yidia, Bloida, Ia, Kosamadab. Okay, so the Gemara considers that to be a solid raya, and that's a good Makar. Now, Omele Rapapli Abai, Lame Rabbi Yosi Agli, the less late Rab Acha, the Choyra, Rabbi Yosi Agli disagrees with Rab Acha. What does that mean? Since he says that the reason that I know that the case of Shvuas Ho'edis is referring to Tvias Mamon is because Tvias Mamon is very, very exceptional, that you have Re'ia below Yediyah and Yediyah below Re'ia. How do I know that those are ingredients involved in Shvuas Ho'edis? Because it says in the Pasuk, V'u'ed, O'yiro'o, O'yoda. But that's special, special by Tvias Mamon, where you can have a case of Re'ia without knowing the Yediyah, or the Yediyah without knowing the Re'iyah. And we went through the cases, remember, on the Amud Beis. Right, he counted the money. It was one case, or what was the other case?
He said in front of an aide that
he owes him the money, but they didn't see the original. He admitted that I owe him the money because I took a loan from him, I stole from him, whatever it was. They didn't actually see the original theft or the original loan. Okay, so it sounds like this is miyuchod by Eidus Mamon, and that's how we know the din of Shavuos Eidus is only by Tvias Mamon. Frey Timura, I find elsewhere as well that you could have Re'iyah below Yediyah or Yediyah below Re'iyah. Where? The sign. So the first case that we're going to bring from Reb Acha is also talking about Mamonis, as you will see. So that's really not so crucial to Leim Reb Yosef Levi. It's really the next case where we're going to talk about Nefashis. The sign of Bach Oimer, this is all very famous, we've learned this in the past. Bach Oimer, Gomel Oicher Ben Akimalim, Venimse Gomel Horeg Betzidai. There was a male Gomel that wished to mate with a female Gomel, and there were other camels that were competitors. And the male camel was not happy about those other Gemalim standing there online, and he started kicking all of them. And in fact, at least one of them he kicked well, and the animal died or expired. Okay, Zokt Yetzer Bacha. Nobody was present, but people come afterwards and they see what happened. They see that this gomel was mating with the female gomel, and they see that there's this dead gomel lying there on the side. There's no question about it. We know that the male gomel who mated with the female gomel was very, very aggressive, and that's why he killed the other gomel. Okay, Zokti Yemora. So what do I see from this? This would be a case of, in English we call it circumstantial evidence, and it would be a yediyah beloi re'iyah. We know based on our common knowledge about camels and the way they act, especially if you live in camel land and you own camels, you know how aggressive they can be when they are worried about competitors for their mates. Okay, so yediyah, even though I didn't see anything, ichveis. Oh, but that's not a kasha on Rabbi Yosi Aglili, because that's also tvias mamon, right? That if one person owns Gomel A, the other person owns Gomel B, and he's asking him for the money. The Iker is the next shtickle. The Isle de Rebacha, the Nefashis Nam Mishkach, he agrees to Rebacha. It's a circumstantial evidence under those types of circumstances. So then you have, and the Nefashis is the same thing, Kribshim Ben Shatach. What's the famous case of Kribshim Ben Shatach? The son of Kribshim Ben Shatach. Ereb Ben Achamel, that's a lot of Shvua. Ele Re'isi Echad Sherotz Echad Chaveroi, I'm sorry, Acher Chaveroi, I saw Reuven running after Shimon, Lecharva into Acharva. Veratzi Acharav, and I was running after two of them. So we have three people, Reuven running after Shimon, and Reuven held in his hand, as we'll see in a moment, he was holding in his hand a dagger or a sword, whatever, and I, Reb Shimon Shetach, I was number three running after them, Ratzi Achrab, Umetzosi Saif Yodoy, and then I and Reuven now emerge from the Chorva, and I see that he is holding in his hand a sword, the Dam Metaftev, and I see the blood is spilling out from that sword, Vahorig Mefarfer, and that Shimon that Reuven killed was Nebuch there, he was sighing his last sighs, and he was saying Vidun, he was saying Shema Yisrael, he was about to pass away. So Martelos of Shimon Shetach says to this Reuven fellow, Rasha, mi harga lezeh, there were only three of us. Obviously Shimon didn't kill himself, and I didn't kill Shimon. You, and you have your sword over there, which is, and it's bleeding, blood. It's dripping blood. So mi harga lezeh, oh yeah, ni, oh yeah, so it's got to be either me or you, and I know it wasn't me. Ma'esa, what can I do? Shein damcha moser biyadi. Sheri omer tel bishnayim edim shloisha edim yumasameis. And therefore, I couldn't do anything. I don't know whether at that time they still had bati dinim that were dan dine.
Certainly, because he was before korban by Sheni.
So this good. So he could have been.
He was in time of Yana and Melech.
Beautiful. Anyway, but bottom line is,
he killed the witches. He killed all those witches.
Beautiful. But we do not have over here two edim. It's just Mishim and Shetach. So therefore, there's nothing I can do. El hamokim from mcha. Good, Baruch Hashem is going to take good care of you. You don't have to worry for a moment. Amru, and then afterwards the Talmidim or the Bnei Yeshiva said, Leizodim Hashem, it didn't take long. Achin Nashachin Nachash, Nachash came and gave a bite, Umeis, and the fellow died. Zokti Mora, so what do I see from that case? There was only Yediyah B'lei Re'iyah, because after all, Shimon Shetach didn't see with his own eyes that the guy killed him. It's only circumstantial evidence. So it's just like the circumstantial evidence by Rav Acham, the Masam, the Gemara. So I see that it's not only by Tvias Mamayin that you can have Re'iyah B'lei Yediyah, Yediyah B'lei Re'iyah. I see even by a Masam Ritzicha, but there's no Tvias Mamayin involved over here, and there was a Yediyah B'lei Re'iyah. Half the Gemara fill the time is later Rav Acham. No, it could very well be that Rav Yosef Glidi holds like Rav Acham, and therefore even by Din Nefashis, I didn't say that the case of Dina Mamanis is unique, because so that's the only time that I find Yediyah below Re'iyah and Re'iyah below Yediyah. Says the Gemara, only one of the two. So if Gemara, I feel the same is later back. Vishlam Yediyah below Re'iyah, Mishkachasla. Yeah, I agree with you. We do find by Inyani Ritzicha, circumstantial evidence, that there was Yediyah. I know that you are the one that killed Shimon, even though I didn't see it. That Mishkachasla. But it's impossible to have a re'iyah without a yediyah. Just seeing that somebody killed somebody else, even though seeing is believing, I saw him kill somebody else, but you have to have a yediyah. What yediyah do I have to know? I saw he killed him. Oh, mile boy made that. There are cases where you would be bothered. If you're killing an Oyvid Kacham, we don't mean a goy, we mean an idolater, a person that serves the Avodah Zarah, if you killed him. And, or if you're talking about an Odom Treifa, etc. You could also have a Moiser or other cases where there's a heter, quote-unquote, for killing. So, the only time that you can go and be done a personal Misa would have to be a Re'iyah combined with a Yediyah. Oh, therefore, it's no longer Shvei. You don't have to say that basically he disagrees with Rebbe Lazar. With Rav Acha, that is, he could hold like Rav Acha. I agree with you. In other words, we're making kind of a half a confession or half a concession, I should say. We started off with that Rav Yosef Glidi says the only time we find Re'iyah B'lo Yediyah B'lo Re'iyah is only by Mamon. I guess even by Ritzicha, you can have a case of Yediyah B'lo Re'iyah, circumstantial evidence. Everything more, you're right. I modified Rav Yosef Glidi slightly. It's only by Edus of Mamon that we find that you can have both ways. Yediyah b'lo Re'iyah and Re'iyah b'lo Yediyah. By Ritzicha, you can only find one way.
But
which one way?
With Mamon, you actually have a result that something results in a shvuah.
And then eventually he gets paid. Hopefully,
right.
And that's where you have to go and bring your car.
Right, but it's not on all. How would you say?
On all fours.
Because here you're talking about he can't prosecute this Rotzeach.
Right, I think 100%.
So how are we comparing it? In other words, we're saying we have a Re'iyah below Yediyah, but when we're talking, we have Yediyah below Re'iyah. But
let's assume Rav Shimon ben Shetach had two Edim. Besides him, there was another person.
Yeah.
So I have two Edim, so I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
But the two Edim only have the idea. They didn't have their ear.
Right.
Okay, so what's the halach over here? Can we go and
no.
go and give
no,
misa?
No.
So that's what Rabbi Yosef Glil is saying. Rabbi Yosef Glil is saying that that's what the Gemara is saying. Don't I see from this Rabbi Yosef Glil disagrees with Rabbi Achan Rabbi Shimon Shetach? Because Rabbi Yosef Glil holds that you could have a case of yediyah b'loy re'iyah only by mamayin. Only by mamayin. I see even by ratzicha you can have yediyah b'loy re'iyah. Because Rabbi Shimon Shetach said that.
No, but it doesn't affect. There's nothing that comes out of it. You could have yediyah b'loy re'iyah, but it doesn't come to any
judicial conclusion.
Right.
We're not trying to get to judicial conclusions. We're just trying to go and mm-hmm. you see the Rashi. Lamer of Yosef Glil. Take a look at the Rashi.
Okay.
Lamer of Yosef Glil. It's about 2/3 down the Amud. Lamer of Yosef Glil. A little bit past halfway.
It's Amar.
You see?
Yeah,
Lamer of Yosef Glil. The Amar ain't been as many kept. Elibriya, the Yadir. Throughout Shas, throughout all of Hilchas jurisprudence, you can only Mekayim Edis if you have both Re'iya and Yadir. If it's Mammon is special, is exceptional, different than everywhere else. That's how I know we're talking about Tvias Mamay, because it says Oyiro'a Oyoda. Only by this moment can I have such a concept of Re'iyah below Yediyah, Yediyah below Re'iyah. So tomorrow, Leimer, the last leader of Acha, the Doin Umachai Bididami. He holds by circumstantial evidence that I only had Yediyah below Re'iyah is enough. Because it certainly appears to be, right? Good. And then you could skip the next Rashi. Go the e islay the rabacha the doin bid the dummy. If he did learn bid the dummy like rabacha, that you can use circumstantial evidence. Dina nefoshin nami mishkachasla timiski yemes blei reiya ki goin hoder b'shem min shetach. That what the idain islay bedina mamenis gabe gomel b'shem di biyedua shezeh hargoy. If you're saying by the gomel that the gomel is going to have to go and pay because even though there was no reiya but this yitiyah, b'chanam biyedua shezeh hargoy. It's clear that he was the one that killed him. So lechoyra, what do I see that our Rabbi Yosi HaGlili that says that the din of Yediyah Blei Re'iyah Blei Yediyah is central only to exceptional, only solely exclusive to the case of Mamanis, L'chori disagrees with Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach and Rabacha. So he says, you know what, I'm going to make a partial concession. When you're talking about Yediyah Blei Re'iyah, you're right. Just like by din of Mamanis, Yediyah Blei Re'iyah works.
Works to do what?
By Dina Mamanis? By
the Gomel. Yeah, Gomel has to pay for
right,
for the damages Gomel did.
Well, it has a tosa that it's Mechayev Mamon.
Good. So now what's the case? That's sort of Yibla Yediyah I could find
right.
in both cases. No, I'm sorry. Yediyah Blei Re'iyah I can find in both cases. When I say both cases, both by Uns in the case of the Tvias Mamon, by the Shmuas Eidus, Ro'a or Yoda, either Iabla Yediyah, Yediyah Blei Re'iyah, I can also find Legabi the Oicher by the Gomel and by the Shimon Ben Shetach, Reb Shimon Ben Shetach, that both of those are a case of Yediyah Blei Re'iyah, but Re'iyah Blei Yediyah Echemishkachis La. You cannot find the case of Re'iyah Blei Yediyah. You can find Yediyah Blei Re'iyah. Maskil. Yediyah Blei Re'iyah is not exclusive only to the din of Mamonis. You could find it even by Nefashis also, a case of Yediyah Blei Re'iyah, circumstantial evidence. But you cannot find a case of Yediyah Blei Re'iyah, because Imro Shaharig Adam, if two Adam saw that somebody killed Reuven, killed Shimon, but he doesn't know who Shimon is, can he go and say, let's give this person Misa, because he killed somebody. Maybe the person he killed was an exempt individual, like an Oiv Gechavim, or like an Ish Dreifer.
What about Sota?
What about
Sota? There's Re'iyah below Yediyah. They see them going behind closed doors, but they don't see the Masa Bia. I mean, it's not. It's also. It's a.
The Gemara says you don't need to see the actual Masa Bia.
The circumstantial evidence is enough.
Right. Yeah, right.
You can just say Kederech Hamenuafim. Derech Hamenuafim, Rashi says, it means that the two Gufim Mat. Yeah, that you don't have to go.
But that's not to give them the Guf of the Inyan.
That's a Mechayev Herder's Dashkasa.
Some people are saying
that. They both registered for the motel.
Very good. And we continue on.
So
therefore, we try to bring a raya that Rabbi Yosi Glil disagrees with Rabbi Shimon Shetach and with Rabbi Acha, because we find elsewhere also that you can have Yediyah B'loy Re'iyah, says our Gemara. You're right. Rabbi Yosi Glil didn't really mean both. He meant to say that you can only find exclusively Re'iyah B'loy Yediyah by Uns, but you can't find it L'mushal by Ratzicha, because there's no such thing as Re'iyah B'loy Yediyah. I saw the Hariga, but I don't know what the circumstances are, who the victim is. Good. Says Yimara, Let's do another Shema Mina, right? We started off Leim Rabbi Yosef Glili to less later Bacha. Now it says more Shema Mina because Rabbi Yosef Glili Mashbi Eidik Knas is Potter. He must hold the Mashbi Eidik Knas is Potter. Why is Mashbi Eidik Knas is Potter? This all can die to Chayiv. That Mashbi Eidik Knas is Chayiv. Nehi Diyadiyah Beloy Re'iya Ashkhan La Re'iya Beloy Yadiyah Miloy Bo'i. You can certainly find the case of Yadiyah Beloy Re'iya. But you can't find a case of Re'iyah B'lo Yadiyah. What does he mean? Because the case of Eidik Knas, for instance, that we had in our Mishnah, or that you would normally have the Gabi case of Oynis and Mefata, what's the case? Meida Miloy Boy Meida Nochris Boal Bas Yisrael Boal Besula Boal Beula Boal. You can have a case of Re'iyah. He sees that unfortunately this young lady of 12 and a half years old, or between 12 and 12 and a half, she's a Nara, and you see that this person, a real bandit, a shaygit, a no-goodnik, a gangster, a mafioso, went and was boiled that young lady. So you're saying, oh, I can go and testify to the fact that you have now a knas that he has to go and pay 50 for violating this young lady. Mm-hmm. We're talking, she's not married. We're talking about that she's a...
Because
if she would be Murasa, you have to wait. Chayiv Misa. What Misa would you get? Okay, let's continue on. Anyway, so the Gemara says, doesn't he have to know who he was boiled, whether the victim was a Bas Yisrael or whether it's a Nachris. He also has to know whether she was originally a Psula or she was a Bula. Maybe she was a Bula from before.
She's married or divorced.
And whatever. And then maybe she lived with whoever won.
Right.
And therefore he would boil a Bula. No din of paying a Knas if you boil a Bula, only if you boil a Psula. So this would be a case, Dr. Gemara, of that by Knas you'd have to have both Re'iyah and Yediyah. And since our Rabbi Yosef Glili says that the case of Shavuos Eidus is Re'iyah B'lo Yediyah or Yediyah B'lo Re'iyah, by Knas that's impossible. You have to have both Re'iyah and Yediyah. Therefore, says the Gemara, and that's why he would hold that Mashbi Eidik Knas is Taka Potter, because you cannot find Re'iyah B'lo Yediyah. Re'iyah that he saw that he was boiled is not enough. You'd have to have the idea that she's also Psula and she's also a Yiddishamite.
That's only in the case, this narrow case of this type of knas.
Okay, other knasas, what you're saying is correct. The article brings that if you look up the Rimigash and the Meiri, right, other Rishonim, they give you, they go each case by case, each knas, they show similar, it has to be re-imitated.
Okay.
Zogti Moravaita. Yosef Rav Amnuna, this was a little bit off on a tangent for a moment. Yosef Rav Amnuna kami der Yehuda, the Yosef Rav Yehuda kami boyilei. Monoi menisicha befnei ploini uploini. I went and
counted out
$100 bill, $200, $300 in front of plenty of money. The Edom were not there. In other words, the Tevei and Nitva didn't see them because they were hiding behind the fence and they saw what was going on. And therefore says the top, Rashi, v'lihikr ha-Nitva behem. The Nitva had no idea that there were two Edom watching as the payment was being made. And of course the Tevei says, I was giving you at that time of a loan of $1,000, and I counted out $100, $200, $300, and the Nitva, we don't know yet what he says, we're going to see that in a moment, and there were two Edom behind the curtain, behind the fence, and they saw it. My, what would be the din in this case? Now, meaning, you have the two Edom, can they be mechayev this, the Nitva, to go and pay for the $1,000 that he received? This was the question. Okay, well, we're going to see how this works out. So Rav Amnun is here together with Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda is posing this question to the audience, and he says, you have these two hidden Edom, and they are willing to go and say, Mone Menisi, and we said before that this is Re'iyah B'lo Yediyah. I saw the counting of the money, but we don't know what the nature of the
count. Is it a payment or a pikadon, or is it an initial loan. Initiation
initial
of a loan?
Initial loan, is there payment on the loan? Yes. He borrowed from him, and he lent it. Yeah, okay.
Maybe it's a gift.
Maybe it's a gift, exactly. Rashi said it also could be. It's a matzah. It says the Gemara, Mai, what would be the din in this case? Amleir Rav Amnuna was sitting there in front of you. Then he says, Baloi Matoyin, you still haven't told me what the Nitba says. And we have to know what his argument is. If he says, the whole thing is baloney, you never gave me, you never counted out, $100 bills, not even pennies. you take out the two Edim and they say, Mr., we were there. He's a Yosef Kafran. Obviously, he is a Koifer, meaning
he's a Gebasha.
He's a Russian.
He's a liar.
He's a liar, Metakazl, Metashaykh, it's when they're no good nicks. So.
Okay,
Efshinish. But in this case, Yosef Kafran, so I don't see what your question is. Obviously, who's going to win the case? The Tavea, because he has to wait him. This person is a Koifer. He could even make 100 shvus. We're not going to listen to him because he went and denied to wait him. So therefore, case closed. Omar, if he's going to go and say, yes, in Shakli with the Dishakli, it's true. I took money from you. And guess what? It was my money because you were repaying my loan. I lent you money a month ago and now you're paying it's my money. So what do you want? See, also Adam. So now when the Adam come out from behind that fence and they said, yo, well, we still are giving money. Ask him, 100% I took the money. I'm not arguing.
Thank you, it was my money you paid me.
Exactly. Also Adam, I have this. So what difference does it make? You're Adam, Nisht Adam. And so therefore, what would be the din? Since we don't have clear cut yediyah what the reason for the money is, and the nitva is not willing to go and say, yes, this was a loan, and I'm going to pay him back. So in such a case, it's going to be hamoitzi mechaveir olvarai. You're going to have to have other edim come and say clearly, or the nitva is going to have to be moida that he owes him the money. Otherwise, so reviewed, I don't understand what your question is. Let's find out what the nitva holds. If he denies the whole thing, he's also a kafran. If he says it's my money, you can't disprove it unless you have exactly. On Malays, Rav Yehuda was so impressed with Rav Amnuna. He says, "Amnuna ad, isn't Rav Amnuna oilta? A person like you should come into the Bais Medrash every day because you're the type of Talmud that's machkim es rabbi, like the Chazal says, 'Umi talmida yoyisim mikulam.' Rav Amnuna, I love it the way you took this and dissected the whole shaila and you answered it. Zayegit. See Rashi on the fourth line. Amnuna at oil." At the royal decorous of Bais Medrash, at the machkim es rabcha. It's up to Chazui Shein. I'm so tzifri. Good. Right. Says Ingmar. We're getting off a little bit from the 3-4 pshatim that we had, the Makoiris in the Braisa. But this is all well known. Gemara is very simple. Ahudi Amalei Lechabri. Money Menisul Chobet Tzad Amad Zeh. Don't you remember Monday morning we were standing next to the pole, which pole? The no standing pole on the corner of 91st Street.
No parking
pole. We were standing right over there. B'tzad Amad Zeh. Amalai, so he told him, what are you talking about? Le'yavarti b'tzad Amad Zeh. I never was next to that Amad. You're telling me about a loan next to that Amad. I never. The only Amad that I like is the Amad one that mechabed me to down in front of Amad. But I was never at that. I see a no standing pole. I run 50 miles away.
I didn't think of standing here, so I run away.
Exactly. Very good. Ah, Sutre Sadi Asir Beid the Hishtin Mayim b'tzad Amad Zeh. We remember a week ago. Unfortunately, the person had to go to the basic kisei. There was no bathroom available, and he went to the mitzvah and said, "On that, see, was up by that omud." Amareish Lakish was a kafir. Obviously, he's a kafir. He's a liar. And we have to wait him. He was at that omud. Masker of Huna, Rav Nachman. Masker of Nachman. Haydinim Parsohu. Reish Lakish. What you just said now, with all due respect, this is like the Persian judges. In other words, that the osadina beloy dina, they would go and paskin and issue. Issue malpractice in judicial malpractice, that they would go and issue a verdict in a din without seichel. Mika omer mi oilam basic zek omale. When he said, I never went to this omen, does he mean throughout his
Question, did he evacuate or did he evacuate the space?
Not too much, exactly. Anyway, so says the Gemara, when he said, do you think he meant to say, I never passed by? He owns a car, he has to go to the Omid from time to time to see. It's a Monday and Thursday, it's a Tuesday, it's Wednesday and Friday, whatever it is. So badly he goes from time to time to the Omid. He just meant basic zeh when he said, means you're telling me about that there was $1,000 loan by Omid. I never recall ever going to an Omid mitmet alone with a masa.
Also, since he's mashed in mind, he's not looking at the.
That's the next command.
Okay.
You want me come and me oilam? Basic that come alay. So that's the first version. Ikriyam is a slightly different version. Who the amalay the chavri money minis lechob tzad omid zeh? Don't you remember betzad omid? Amalay levi betzad omid zeh oilam. Never with the omid zeh. Navki beit sadi the hishtin mayim betzad omid zeh. Same so far, word for word the same. Amram Nachman hosay kafrit. Amalei Rav the Rav Nachman. Before we had Reish Lakish, Rav Nachman. Okay, Rav Nachman and Rava. Amalei Rav the Rav Nachman. Kol milzit alarami alei the inish of the love of lava daite. People very often, if they're not focused on something in particular, they don't even realize
the details of what they're doing.
When a person is mashda mayim, does he think about the omid? First, he wants to, as you would say, he wants to evacuate.
Right.
He wants to urinate. He's in pain. Otherwise, he'd wait until he gets home and he'd go to an outhouse somewhere to go to the bathroom. But he has to go. I gotta go. Okay. So you think, I'm going now. Let me make it a clear mental image. The post here on 91st recorder, the internet's on the corner.
Was it Tuesday, Friday?
He doesn't care.
The good side, the bad side.
He's gotta go and finish. So therefore, he's not Huchsin Kafran because
he wasn't paying attention.
Details that people are expected to pay attention, if he denies that he's a Kafran, but details that people are not expected to pay attention, so then it's not a Kafran. I didn't notice. I could care less. The Omid here, the Baruch Hashem was able to make an Ashiyut, so I was very thankful to the Vaishnav. Okay, now we get to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is the final one. You remember Reb Shimon initially wanted to go and learn from a Mamatzin, and then he wanted to learn from a Kal V'Chomer, and the Gemara afraid of the Kal V'Chomer. You can't say Kal V'Chomer because a major is a Pircha. Mushba K'nishba Mezid K'shoigik, and therefore you learn Techta Techta, as we had in the Gemara from the Gzeira Shav. From here until the Mishnah, we're going to deal with Machko Allah B'Marav. Who's Machko Allah B'Marav? You remember back in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis, it says, whenever it says Machko Allah B'Marav, Machko means they mocked.
Smirked.
Maybe Machko comes from the same word, Machko. Maybe it doesn't. It doesn't make a difference. But the point is, in Marava, they went and smirked, they mocked, at did not. So it sounds like they're mocking against Reb Shimon. But the Ritva says, exactly. Rather, they were machia on the Lashon of the Brice. They were saying, Skonish Zayin Reb Shimon said like that because Reb Shimon Bar Yechoi, Miron, thousands of people come. Skonish Zayin.
Who are they again?
That was Reb Yosef Reb Chanina.
Thank you.
Here's the Machil Marav. Okay, so what are you? So the Gemara is going to go from here until the Mishnah to discuss what were the possibilities of the chukah that he was mocking. Was it correct? Was it not correct? As you'll say. What was the machku that we're talking about that they were mocking? Because as in the Braisa, you cannot learn from the Kal V'Chomer. Why not? Because Malavi Kodesh can be also by Mushba K'Nishba Mezid K'Shoike. Because there's fundamental differences between Eidus, the Shvuas Eidus, and Shvuas HaPikodoy. What is that? Mushba and Nishba. Mushba and Nishba means the Gabi, whether it's a din of Mushba mipi atzmoy or Mushba pi acherim. And Mezik Shoigig, what's the halacha of Shavuos Eidus? We know for sure is talking about a case of Mezid. What's the situation by Pikodin? And the Gemara is going to develop all of this as we go through. So, Dr. Gemara, what's the chukah? Mechdi, Mushba pi atzmoy bi Eidus l'Reb Shimon minolei. How do we know the din of Mushba Piyatzmai? Back in our Mishnah, we said that the din of Shavuos Eidus applies both to Mushba Piyatzmai and Mushba Piyachay. We also said when we learned the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek that the only case that the Torah says Befedish is a Mushba Piyachay. Where does it say? Because there's the Shoma Koil Ola. Shoma Ola is like from Lashon of Shavuos Ola. So talking a Shavuos. So these two Eidim, they heard a Shavuos and then they denied it. So it's talking about a mujba piyachem, not talking about piyatzmai, piyachem. So how do I know a piyatzmai? It's because I learned techta from the case of Shavuos HaPikodin. So Zoktimor, just like Shavuos HaPikodin, there it doesn't say anything about mujba piyachem. The assumption is we're talking about a mujba piyatzmai, that he himself offered to make a shvua, and the shvua was that
I
do not have your sesumas yod, your pikodin, your asher kasamiz, I don't have your gezel, etc., etc. Ah, so Zokti Yimara, live Nachma. Malah, because she can be also by Mujmi Yoimin, Mechdi Mujma Biyatzmai, the Eidus, Reb Shimon min Olei. How does Reb Shimon know the din of Mujma Biyatzmai? The Gomar mi Pikotin. He learns Techta Techta Pikotin. So Ibazoi, Pikotin Nami, Mujma Biyachirim, Nigmar Be Eidus. Let's go back and forth. Normally we say, Eng Zedu Shavu Lemechza. If you're learning in one direction, you have to learn in the other direction. So therefore, just like by Eidus, it's not only mipi acherim, because it's the Shema Koil Allah. It's not only mipi atzmoy that we learned it from Shavuos HaPikodin. Let's now turn to the other side of the coin. We get now to the Shavuos HaPikodin. Shavuos HaPikodin is talking about mipi atzmoy. How do I know the din of pi acherim? I learned it from Shavuos Eidus. So Ibazoi, why did you go makalob marava? And so, no, the Machalor, we're explaining what the hook is. Why does Reb Shimon have to say, I can't learn from the Kal V'Chomer because there's a fundamental difference. This is Mushba K'Nishba, this is not Mushba K'Nishba. the same way that Eidus, we know it's both Mishbi Atzim, Mishbi Acherim. We're learning it from Bikodlin. Learn Bikodlin from Eidus. It doesn't say Eidus Biat. It only says Bisham Bikodlin Biacherim. How do I know the government Bikodlin? From Bikodlin. So Bikodlin Nami Mishbi Acherim Nigmar Me Eidus. And if that's the case, then there is no difference between Mushba and Nishba and Nishba, both by Eidus and by Bikodlin. They're exactly the same. So the Chayda. This is a good gefreit. That's the.
So what are they snickering about?
Zokti Mar, my chukah. I don't understand what the smirk on the part of the Marova people is. Why are they smirking? Remember, what was the smirk that they're saying that the Braisa says that Reb Shimon says I cannot learn it from the Mamatzina or from the Kal V'Chomer because we didn't make Mushba K'Nishba by Pikadoin. Why didn't we make Mushba K'Nishba Pikadoin? Just like we made Mushba K'Nishba or Nishba K'Mushba by the case of Eidus because of Techta Techta. So by Pikadoin as well, we'll learn the same thing. My chukah, so what are they smirking about? So my chukah, why is it a smirk? L'Choyra, yes, they have a good taina in Maro. L'tumadum Reb Shimon B'Kal V'Chomer Ma'isilam B'Piacherim Chai B'Piatzma Le'Koshkein. What does he mean to say? You remember a couple of days ago when the Gemara was explaining how do I know by Shvuas Eidus not only Mipi Acherim, because that says the Shema Kalala, but also Mipi Atzmai. So one taka was Techta Techta, I learned it from Shvuas Avikon, but there was another man the Yamar, was Rapapa. Rapapa says, I learned it from Kal V'Chomer. What's the Kal V'Chomer? Madach, a person, is Chai V'Karben Oile V'Yoyed. He didn't make the Shvu himself, he just heard it Mipi Acherim, is Chai. If he himself made the Shavu himself, the Chavad Lekosh, the Chavad is going to be Chayyid.
No, Gabasra and Dayo, that whole thing, right? There was that whole Dayo stuff we had on Sunday.
It was the Dayo, but not on the Mino Mino, because right. That was prior to the right. Papa. The Papa says, don't say the Machlok Mino Mino, Gabasra, because we're not learning Zer Shavu, Techta Techta, rather we're learning from a Kal V'Chomer. So if you're learning from Kal V'Chomer, you can only learn the Kal V'Chomer, Eidus from Pikodoi. Eidus from Eidus. Why Eidus from Eidus? Because by Eidus it says, Mipi Acherim, Madach B'Acherim, you have to go and give a carbon oil of yard. So Mipi Atzmoi. So since I'm not learning it from the case of Techta Techta, so Zokti Yimura, so they are good. That's why Reb Shimon said, I cannot go and learn, based on a Kal V'Chomer, Eidus from Bikodin. Why not? Because by Bikodin it's only a case of Mushba Bipi Atzmoy and not, or Nishba, and not a case of Mushba Yacherim. I is saying, you learn Techta Techta. I don't learn Techta Techta. I learn from Mikal B'Chayim. Film Reb Shem Mikal B'Chayim, my Islam, Bipi Yacherim, Chayim, Piatza, like Koshke. So Ibazoi, L'Choyer Reb Shimon was right in saying, I cannot learn the din of Eidus from Shuas Bikodin because that's Mushba and Nishba. Vreitimar El Chukah, what was the Chukah? I'll tell you. Not on the Mushba Nishba portion, but on the Mezik Kishoyi portion. Why the Tani? Ma'ale Bikodin Shekeli Osabim Mushba Kinishba Mezik Kishoyi Geg. He used both. So the Mushba Nishba said, that's not an issue. But the issue is the Mezik Kishoyi is an issue. Why? Mechti Mezik Kabi Eidus Minole. To Loik Sibbe Vinala. How do right. I know by uns, by the Shuas Eidus that it's talking about Mezik not a Shoyi? Because it doesn't say Vinala. The other two does say Vinala, right? So it's both by Shuas Bitoi and Mitzvah Yudashim. But here it doesn't say Vinala. Hachanami, guess what? Look at Shuas become like Vinala. It doesn't say Vinala in there either. So therefore, just like by uns is Mezik, it's also there Mezik. So what are you telling me? No, I have a difference and I cannot learn. Shvuas or Eidus, Shvuas Bikadoin. Why? Because here it's Mezik Kishoyig. And there you don't say Mezik Kishoyig. Just like over here Mezik Kishoyig because it doesn't say Vinelam, there's also Mezik Kishoyig doesn't say Vinelam. So Ibazoi, that was the chukah. I don't understand why Reb Shimon says, why the Braisa says the name of Reb Shimon, that I cannot learn one from the other because this Mezik is not Mezik. They're both Mezik. Amadur Rav Huna, Umay chukah. No, I don't see why they're mocking. Dilma Mezik Lav Kishoyig because the Me'ila Reb Shimon Gamala. V'hainu chukah. What does he mean to say? What he means to say is, you're assuming that Reb Shimon looks at the parsha and he says, "Well, it's probably talking about b'shoyig, you know, shvuah. It's probably b'shoyig. Would a person, an honest individual, go and make a shvuah the mezid that he didn't pay the
what he owes
the gezel, the ozi for the sumas yad or the pikadon? It must be it was a shoyig. So Timur, no, it wasn't because of svaris. You know how he knows it was a shoyig? He learns it from Me'ila. How does he learn from Me'ila? Because they have two psukim." Both start off with a lashon of sechta. Where do we have? No, Lashon Me'ilah, I'm sorry. Where do we have? By Uns it says, Nefesh Kisechto, Mol Mal Bashem, Machichish Bamisa, Pekod Mesu Mesiyadah, etc. And then when you get to the Parsha Me'ilah, it says over there, the old Simol Mal, where does it say Simol Mal? It's a Mal Mal Bashem. Yeah, okay. We have our Chumash here. I think Brother Shai may have put it here already a week ago. Maybe Shemesh, maybe somebody else put it. I'm happy to give you credit. You made the dominion today. You deserve all the credit you get. But we have here in Parsha Vayikra, our pasuk of the din of the Asham Gezelois, which is a Bali. Asham Gezelois, which involved the Shavuos to be cotton. Nefesh Kisechta Umo'ala Ma'al Ba'Hashem. Why did it say Me'ilah Ba'Hashem over here? After all, we're talking about Ben Odom L'Chaber. Why did it say Mo'ala Ma'al Ba'Hashem? So you remember, because Rabbi Yosef Glili that says that from here's a raya that Kodshim Kalim is Mom Balim. Therefore, if a person denies that you stole my Kodshim Kalim, I had a Shlomim animal in my corral, which I was going to bring next week to the Beis Mikdash, and you stole it, and the person made a false shvua, is he chayv on that case Hashem? Same thing Mora says, Mo'ala Ba'al Hashem comes to include a case of Kodshim Kalim where there is a Parshim Me'ilah, and therefore you can make a shvua because Kodshim Kalim is Mom Balim. Okay, we got off the subject, but getting back to us, so that's the case of the Hashem Gzeilus, which we've been talking about. A few psukim earlier it says, Nefesh ki simul ma'al v'chata bishgoga mikotche Hashem. Person was moil, and he was moil v'chata bishgoga. He has to bring his korban Hashem Me'ilos. Ah, so therefore, how do I taken know by the korban of the Hashem Gzeilos of the Shavuos HaPikadon that that's talking about a shoygig and not a mezid? The Gemara said before, must be talking about a mezid. It doesn't use the term benelam, it doesn't use the term shoygig, so it must be a case of mezid. No, no, no. Says the Gemara, it's very possible, and that's what the chukka was. Why did you go and say that the two are different, that this is mezid shoygig, this is not mezid shoygig? And you said, aha, it should be mezid shoygig, just like this is mezid because it doesn't say benelam. Over there also doesn't say benelam. Yeah, but the reason why Reb Shimon says that it's shoygig by the Shavuos HaBikon because he learns me'ilam il. Says nevik yisimol mal v'chotem ishgogam mikotche Hashem. And here it says nevik yisachem molam mal b'Hashem. So he learned me'ilam il, just like by Hashem me'ilois. It's talking about a shoygig. Here too, when you're talking about the case of the Shavuos HaBikon, it's also talking about a shoygig, notwithstanding the fact that it's v'chichesh ma'amisay. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Zog the Gemara. So that was the answer to your chukah. So therefore, that's very intelligent, very wise. Why is it a chukah? The Gemara, fine chukah. I'll tell you what the chukah was in Marav. At the gomelah me'ila nigulah me'edus. Why are you learning up me'ila me'ila from the case of the parsha me'ila to tell you a filish shoygig? Why don't you go or shoygig, not a filish shoygig? Talking about shoygig. Learn rather from us from edus. And learn up techta techta. That just like by Edis, what's the din? That it's a mezid. How do I know it's a mezid?
It doesn't say Nela.
It doesn't say Nela. So over there also we say it's a mezid. So that's the chukah. Don't learn me'ilah either. Learn from Edis. So Timura, no, that's not a good reason to be machku. If it makes more sense to learn Shavuos HaBikon from me'ilah. Why? And now we're going to go through again the similarities. Shekin me'ilah, both of them it says, Mo'ala mal, simul mal, that's the Me'ilah. It's Me'ilah. Oh, so we didn't get to the numbers, the similarities yet. First, Me'ilah, Me'ilah. So they're both potential greater shavuos, don't know Me'ilah, Me'ilah, techta, techta. The Stam Me'ilah, Abel, Me'ilah. She came Me'ilah, Ba'koil, Nene, Be'kavua, Choymish, V'Asham. What does all this mean? She came Me'ilah, both of them, it says the Lashon of Me'ilah. It's also Ba'koil. Ba'koil means that this applies to everybody. Anoshim v'noshim, kroyvim v'rechoykim, blah, 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 because we're not talking about Edis. Mash Enkin, of course, the Gabish was Edis, not Bakoy. It's talking about Nana. In the case of Nana, in other words, he has
Sheva Pruta.
Sheva Pruta is the Gabi the Me'ilah, and here the Sumas Yod, and the Gazel is also Nana, meaning that the reason why we're having this hold in Torah is because he's holding on to the money and he's not giving it back.
It's a minimum of a Sheva Pruta, by the way, otherwise
fine,
it's not legally
actionable. Fine, fine. But the Shavuos HaEdus, we're not talking about a Hanu at all. These are presumably disinterested Eidim, because in fact if they had any interest, then the apostle Eid is altogether.
Right.
So we're talking that they have no Hanoah from the whole situation.
Absolutely.
And we're talking about Bekavua. Bekavua means that in his case, both the Asham Elois and the Asham Gezelas are Kavua. There's no Oyla V'yorit factor.
Right.
I think Mishu was saying this is Oyla V'yorit. And by both of these, both by the Meila and by the Gzela, is Chaimish V'ashem. We spoke about that earlier. Chaimish, you have Chamishisa Yosef Olav, V'ashem, they both are Karbanes Ashem. Mashain Kein Legabish was Eidish, there's no Chaimish, and there's no Karban Ashem. It's a Karban.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Zoktimor Adram, Eidis Abulay Lamem. Shouldn't they learn? Be cutting from Eidis. Shekein Chata, Chata means Techta, Techta. Both of them are talking about Hedget, we're not talking about Meila, which involves Kachim. Both of them are talking about Shvua. Mashain Kein Legab Meila, there's no Shvua involved, and we're talking about Tavei Ve'Kafre, the Tviya and a Kvira. What's a Tviya and a Kvira? Both by Eidus and by Pikadon. I'm demanding you, Eidim, please testify. By Kvira and their thing, we don't know. And the case of the Chichish Ba Musa and the Chichish Ba Misa,
he wants
to go and get from him the Tsumas Yad, Metigazel, Darab. Mashenkin, you're talking about the case of Meila, there's no Tviya and Kvira over there. If he's Moil Behagdish and he has to go and bring his karmi for not Moil Behagdish, no Tviya and Kvira. And finally, the Oyin. You have both
in the case. Reb
Lezer's Oyin. Reb Lezer's Oyin over here and Oyin over there, but you don't have the Oyin by the Meila. So therefore, why don't we learn instead from Eidus, instead of learning from Meila and from Muhammad Lefishin, because if you add up all of them together, this is 5 and this is 4. How do you get the 5 and the 4? Meila Bakoil, 2. Nena Bakfur is 4. Chaimish V'ashem is actually 6. Now, what's the dinner by the Eidus? You have Chot is 1, Hedget is 2, Shavu is 3, Tav V'Kafri is 4, Oyin is 5. So 6 against 5, Hanan Lefishin. That's the reason why he learned the din of Shavuos Bikadon from the din of Meila, and that's why it's a shaygig, and that's why Reb Shimon and the Brais are correct for saying I cannot learn one from the other Eidus from Pikadon, because Eidus is talking about a mezid situation, because it doesn't say the Ne'alam, but by Shavuos Bikadon it's talking about a shaygig situation. Why? Because I learned Meila from Meila. Frank Timur, so what are they smacking for? What are they smirking for? What are they mocking? It's very good. This is the whole price.
Smacking
you, okay. You're going to smack him in the face. He also the Papa Ravuna Breda, Shua Mechipe Rav, Ami, Hainu Chuk, ah, we found the Machkol Rav of the Chukah. Nachtu Rav Shemim Zeyre Shavu Gomer, Lomli de Parach, Malah Bikon Shekein Loi Osa Boi Mushba Ken Nishba Meizi Kishoigig. I don't even understand the whole Gesheft over here. Rav Shimon says, in this price, the price of course Rav Shimon, he says, I cannot go and learn Pikadoin from Eidus, because like also by Mujba Kinishba Mezi Bikishai. Zokti Gemara, after all, he's learning Exeter Shava. What's Exeter Shava? Of Techta Techta. If Techta Techta, then in fact they should be the same. Mujba should be the same as Nishba, Mezi Bikishai. In other words, both should have the same din. Oh, so that is what they're smirking. Frankly, I don't understand what the smirk is about. Film the Kiporach, make comedy to take him like Exeter Shava. What's the comedy like Exeter Shava? Like Parach. If you go back to the Braisa, when did Reb Shimon introduce his Techta Techta?
After he threw up his hands without giving up on the Kavachomer.
He gave, exactly. Kavachomer was on line 5, 6 from the top. He cannot learn from the Malad Kodesh, he can't be also made Mujwa Ganeshwa, Umezi Kishag. He told me, Eidish, he can't also be Mujwa Ganeshwa. Tamalim, the Techta Techta, like Zayda Shavit. The Techta Techta was only Ilach and Amasa, it wasn't before. And Achanami, after the Techta Techta, maybe the Taka both the same. Both Eidish and Bikodin, both Legabe, the case of Mujwa and Nishba, and both the case of Mezi Kishag. So therefore, what are you smirking for? Maybe it was before the ending on Samas, before the Zayda Shavit. I've omelu rava bar isi l'rabbanan man tamish shvusa bikadon loy niten zdoin lekapara. Mietshem, we get to the Mishnah shvusa bikadon in the next parak, another few days. The Gemara is going to say over there that rava bar isi asked rabbanan, who's the tana of the Mishnah that shvusa bikadon loy niten zdoin lekapara, that there is no din of mezid bringing this carbon asham gezeilas. Who is this? It's Reb Shimoni. That's Reb Shimon.
So he can't say Mezik Gishel, okay, because he next Mishnah, he obviates the whole thing.
So fake Timura, why does Rav Bar Isi after the bottom? Dilma Mezik Gishel, oh, no, the part of the Gomel Mila, that I'm efficient. So he's saying is, once I've concluded that I'm learning now Tech, the one from the other, Edis to Bikon to Edis, so just like by Edis, we're saying it's talking about a mazid. So then by Shuas Bikon is also talking about a mazid. So Ibazoi, that was the, maybe it's Boss of the Kamala, Xavier Shava. No, it's not Boss of the Kamala, because even after the Xavier Shava, he's saying Shuas Bikon, Loinitin Son the Kapara. It's only Bishagi. So Ibazoi, but didn't you just say now that Pirchu was only prior to Xer Shava, but once you learned Xer Shava, then they're exactly equal on all fours. Edis and Bikon exactly the same. And so therefore, just like by Edis, the case is by Mesa, because there's no vanilla. No. So why don't you say the same thing, Lagabi? Shuas and Bikon also it's talking about Mesa. Why are you saying Lenit and Swim the Kaparas? So he's a good Reb Shimon. No, Reb Shimon should agree with us after Tefta Tach, they're exactly the same. Every day, Mar and Dilma, Mesa, Kishogi, Parich, the Gomelab, Me'ila, the Hanach, the Fishin, what he means to say is that why does Reb Shimon Taka hold that you don't give Beishua Sebikodin by Mesid after all learning Techta Techta? Says the Gemara, because although we learn Techta Techta for other dinim, like Mujba Benishba, but we don't learn it Gabi Zodin and Kapara. Why not? Because we learned instead from Me'ila. Just like the Me'ila of Chote Bishkol, Gami Kotchi Hashem.
Not the Mezid.
Here it says Me'ila, Me'ila. Same thing with Gabi Shavuos HaBikon. Are you going to ask, if that's the case, why am I learning from Me'ila rather than learning from Techta? In other words, why am I learning from Me'ila rather than learning from Shavuos HaEdus? By Shavuos HaEdus, I know it's talking about Mezid.
Well,
by the case of Me'ila, I know it's talking about Shoigi. Now we have the Shavuos HaBikon smack in the middle. So why are you learning from Me'ila? Why don't you go and learn it from HaEdus that it's talking about Mezid? So tomorrow, I'll tell you why. Like we said before, these are five things which are the same, these are only four things, or six things, or five things. So therefore, those are inefficient. He's not asking anymore, because once I get to the Xer Shava, then if you're 100% right, Techta Techta, Mujba and Nishba are exactly the same, both in Pi Atzmoy and Pi Achei. But I'll tell you what the Chukah was. The tether, Edis, the Tigmalom, the Pikadoin. Why don't we learn now back to back the Zayde Shabbos? Meaning, once I know by the case of, by Uns in the case of Shavuos Edis, it doesn't say Befedish, whether it's Mezer or Shoy.
It's just a Mizah Helam.
Right. So therefore, there's a Helam, the Gabi, the word vanilla. Mm-hmm. It's a Helam. I don't know what it is. It's black.
It's silent.
Silent. So says the Gemara, why don't I go and say that the din of Shavuos HaEdus is also
Shogeg,
only B'shogeg. Why? Because I start off with the din of Me'ila. What does it say? Me'ila, Simo Mal, Lichota, Bishkog, Mikot Sheshet. That's clearly Shogeg. Then I learned Shavuos HaBikodim from Me'ila, because it says Me'ila, Me'ila, right? Simo Mal, Mo'la Mal. So I learned one for the other, so that's also now clearly Shogeg. And now I'm learning Techta, Techta, our case of Shavuos HaEdus from Shavuos HaBikodim. Just like over there, it happens to be B'shogeg. Over here, it should also be B'shogeg.
So we have a two-linked Gezer Shavas.
A two-linked Gezer Shavas. So therefore, the Gemara says that why don't I learn one Gezer Shav, two Gezer Shavas back-to-back? Now, I thought you were going to ask me some more in Shavachim. I can learn. There are questions with Kachem, Kachem.
But because it's not Kachem, I thought of it and I didn't say it because you're tired and I didn't want to trip you on something that has an obvious answer.
Okay, it's not so obvious because you have to go and bring carbon at the end.
Right.
Yeah, so that's why your carbon. Okay. We'll put that aside. But the point of the Gemara is, let's learn. So that's, now I understand, why were they snickering? Why were they smirking? Why were they mocking? Because of the fact, why are we saying in the case of Shavuos HaEdus that it's different than Bikodin? Bikodin has a din of Mezid. I'm sorry, Shoygig. And by HaEdus talking about a din of Mezid, go and learn the back-to-back. After I learn the Me'ila, continue on and learn over here too. The header, HaEdus V'tigmalot Bikodin, that Mezid Lav Kishogeg. Yeah, Mezid Lav Kishogeg. Ma in Mezid Loi Av Edus Shogeg in Mezid Loi. That's why they were smacking. That's why they were smirking, and that's why they were mocking, and they were snickering. Because they said, why are we saying in the Braisa that it cannot learn one from the other because this is Mezid Kishogeg? You all made the Chinese Mezid. Learn one from the other that both of them, all three of them, should all be Shogeg. Me'ila Shogeg says Befedish. Shavuos HaBikodim, because I learned Mal, Simal Mal, and Me'ila Me'ila, and learn now Shavuos HaEdus, and also talking B'shogeg. Okay, let's learn now Eidus from Pikadoin. No, that smirk is not correct. How come they're all sandwiched together, the three? These are three different parishes. It's Eidus, and it's Shavuos Bitoy, Shavuos Yashuv. Why? The Kulan Nema, the other two, it says Behen. Venela. They can't lay Nema Behen Venela. What the Imam means to say is, even though you have a compelling argument of learning back to back
Gezeirah
Shabbos, but have even a more compelling argument.
The omission of a Nelam by Shavuos Eidus.
It's such a
glaring omission.
Glaring omission. Both over there it says Venelam, and there it says Venelam. How come it's Nelam by the case of Shavuos Eidus? It doesn't say anything. And so therefore says the Imam, I'm sorry, Machkula Marava, we respectfully disagree, you have no right to a chukah. Zugna Meforshim, but why Taka of Marava? These were not idiots, these are not.
It's a grace of a Chanina, right?
It's a grace of mention. So what was the chukah? Because they disagreed with their last chukah, and they felt that the back to back Zeri Shabbat is stronger
than the
absence of the word Venelam, the Gabi, the case of Shavuos Eidus. So now we understand where the Machkula Marava were coming from, and we understand why we felt that the Braisa is strong and the chukah is really unentitled to
that. We're mocking the mockery now.
Very good. Okay, well, we were responding to the challenge.